Yes, I'm fully invested in this conversation. We've all been there, nodding mechanically while secretly planning dinner or replaying last night's episode of our favorite show in our heads. Well, worry no more. Here's your comprehensive survival guide for those inevitable moments when your brain clocks out, but your face still needs to clock in. First, the basics. Perfecting the subtle nod. A gentle tilt of the head, paired with a thoughtful squint, can convince even the most observant boss that you're deeply considering their groundbreaking ideas. Timing is crucial. Nod periodically every 90 seconds, punctuating these gestures with a thoughtful hum or a soft, reflective sigh. Despite all your best efforts, your strategic nodding, well-timed sighs, and fake note-taking of words like synergy and optimization, disaster can still strike. There's a special kind of panic reserved for the moment your boss or colleague suddenly turns to you in a meeting and casually asks, "So, what's your take on this?" You're jolted out of your daydream about lunch or the weekend, heart racing, realizing you've just missed the last 20 minutes of crucial information, or pointless rambling. Fear not. Every office warrior experiences this at some point. The trick isn't to avoid these moments entirely, but to survive them with your dignity and paycheck intact. The first rule is never to admit you weren't paying attention. Honesty might be the best policy in other scenarios, but in the corporate world, it can be career suicide. Instead, channel your inner politician. Your goal is to respond confidently without committing to anything specific. The vaguer, the better. Here are some battle-tested, go-to responses for when you've mentally peaced out. Number 1. Could you clarify exactly which part you're referring to? I just want to make sure we're aligned. Now, the spotlight shifts back to them. Genius! Number 2. You know, that's a really interesting point. I'd like to think about it a bit before weighing in fully. Buying time never goes out of style. Number 3. I'm curious to hear a bit more context before sharing my perspective. Translation? Please recap everything I missed. Number 4. I think we should step back and consider the broader implications here. Broadening the scope is always a safe bet. Number 5. What does everyone else think? I'd love to hear other viewpoints before jumping in. Nicely deflecting attention while appearing collaborative. Number 6. I think your point ties back nicely to our key objectives. How do you see this aligning? Turning the tables with style. Number 7. I was actually pondering how this aligns with our previous discussions. Do you feel it's consistent? Now you're reflective and thoughtful. Bravo! Number 8. This topic deserves careful consideration. Maybe we could schedule some time offline to dive deeper. Bonus! Potentially kills a conversation altogether. Number 9. It's important we don't lose sight of the big picture. Do we feel this fits into our long-term goals? Speaking of things nobody can disagree with. And finally, number 10. You've raised some valuable insights. Let's document this thoroughly for follow-up. Congratulations! You've officially sounded strategic. Chapter 2. Emotionally repressed emails. Mastering the art of implying everything. How to write professional emails filled with subtle hints. If you've spent more than a week in the corporate world, you've probably realized